This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Say cheese. We look at specialty cheeses today on Dairy Radio with Dr. John Lucy, Director of Center for Dairy Research and Professor of Food Science at UW-Madison, who says in the area of product development, new specialty cheeses continues to be popular.
We went from, in the 1980s, just before CDRs got started, about 1 or 2% of production of cheese in Wisconsin was specialty cheese. Now it is over a quarter of all cheese here in Wisconsin is specialty. At the moment, we're about 800 million pounds of specialty cheese, so that's a lot of specialty cheese produced. Somewhere in the region, about 50% of all specialty cheese in the U.S. is made here in Wisconsin, so it's been a revolution, basically, in terms of specialty cheese.
He says CDR has been helping dairy producers branch out to become entrepreneurs.
And one we've really tried to focus in the last 10 years or so is entrepreneurship. And I'll mention something about that in relation to this new recent effort on this dairy business innovation initiative that is coming out of a USDA program. And that's just another example of trying to help entrepreneurship, both for dairy farmers who want to try something different, and also for our industry that want to branch into new products or expand and grow.
He says learning about cheese making is right at your fingertips.
An example of these new online courses is something we offered recently, and we did what we call a Cheese 101. And this was something that Dean Summer, one of our staff members, was doing for individual companies and did it at a few locations around Wisconsin last year. And this was an attempt to go out and tell people, if you were trying to get to be a cheesemaker and try to pass a cheesemaker's exam, what are the key facts and information you'd need to know to be able to get past an exam or a license? So we retooled that into what we call Cheesemaking 101, and we already have a wait list for the next course that we're going to offer. So this is new for us, and I think new for our industry to take a whole short course. I'm not just talking about a webinar here for an hour. I'm talking about 7 hours of a training that's done in one day. So that's a lot of material to cover in one day. So all of this is done, as I say, online, including all the videos, quizzes, etc. So I think this is what we're going to see for the future is more of these. But we won't give up on the in-person ones because we love to be able to show people how to make cheese, get into the vats, get into the plant, taste cheese, talk about cheese. That's not something you can easily do on an online, but there's a lot of content materials we can do. And I'm sure the same kind of conversation is going on across our dairy sector at the moment. What can we do online and what do we really need to do in person?
He says it's all about producing high-quality dairy products and successful businesses making those products.
And Wisconsin is a rock star when you look at the amount of awards that it can win at both national and world contests. Almost 60% of all cheese winners went to a CDR short courses, and it's higher percentages when you look across other dairy products. So we are very proud of that, and that's what keeps us going in terms of more programs and higher quality programs, because we really want to drive the industry forward in terms of quality.
Comments from Dr. John Lucy from the Center for Dairy Research, who says CDR has also been putting a lot of work into the Dairy Business Initiative that was created back in the 2018 Farm Bill.
And it established 3 separate centers across the U.S. that would focus on dairy business innovation. And it was to look at diversification, added value, products, exports, all of those language were included in the description. So it was a broad coalition of dairy and farm groups that said, this is something we can do to drive innovation and diversification in there. That program is underway. It has 2 components. One of them is webinars and seminars to do training, especially helping people if they're getting into and thinking about, look, I'd like to maybe start bottling milk on the farm, or I'd like to make cheese on my farm, or establish a business of some description on the farm. What do I need to know? How would I go about it? What resources are available? So if you are interested and want more information about this Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, it's on the CDR website.
That's Dr. John Lucy, Director of the Center for Dairy Research and Professor of Food Sciences at UW-Madison.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Tomorrow, Dr. Mike Hutchins joins us on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.